I want to state very clearly here that we absolutely need truth and reconciliation for all of our people who came through the conflict. But one huge missing piece is the role of the British state minister. So I want to take you through the assassination of an elected representative in this state. Councillor Eddie Fullerton was assassinated in May 1991. His family pursued a justice campaign for many, many years, patiently and determinedly. That led to Operation Greenwich, Minister, that was published by the Police Ombudsman of the North in January 2022. The reason why it took so long is that the investigators in the Ombudsman's office had uncovered a much wider conspiracy than just the assassination of Councillor Eddie Fullerton. What is absolutely clear now is that British military agents were directly involved in the assassination of Councillor Eddie Fullerton. At least two British military agents would have killed Eddie, and I believe another one was present in the operation. They didn't just kill Eddie Fullerton, they killed Councillor Bernard O'Hagan. They killed Sinn Féin members and Republican leaders across Donegal, in the case of Councillor Eddie Fullerton, County Derry, County Antrim and West Tyrone, just over a period of 4 years. But there's one man in particular, Minister, and I want you to pay close attention to what I'm about to say to you, because we haven't talked about this before one-to-one. I've raised it with all your predecessors. In the Operation Greenwich report, please note Person K. And I am very clear, I may name him in this place at one stage. Person K was a British military agent who was overseeing the operation where Councillor Eddie Fullerton was assassinated. He overseen the murders of 17 people and the attempted murders of 7. Up until the Great Steel Massacre, he was a very useful agent for the British. Sinn Féin members, Sinn Féin elected representatives and Republican leaders. But in Great Steel, he went solo. He totally overseen the operation. We have a situation where the man who drove the car, named Person K, the man who gave the weapons afterwards to the RUC, named Person K. Person K's fingerprints were on the weapons used in the Great Steel Massacre, yet Person K was never charged because Person K was a British military agent. Even after Great Steel Massacre, he was not dealt with. This was reported to the PSNI. If you look at the end of the report from January 2022, at the very end of that report, the Police Ombudsman's Office confirms that they passed this file over to the PSNI in 2016. 10 years later, I want to know, what have the PSNI done around the actions of Person K? Someday I'll name Person K in this chamber. Minister, I challenge you to get those answers. How did this man get away with all of that?